Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy you're joining us for today's lesson. Now, how do you listen to music? Everybody likes music, right? But we all listen to it in different ways. Some people listen to MP3s. Maybe you have your smartphone and you're always listening with your smartphone. Maybe you're watching music videos on YouTube, or you like streaming online. Perhaps you like the traditional way of listening to CDs or even vinyl records, right? There are so many different ways that we can listen to music. Well, the name of our lesson today is To Stream or Not to Stream. Brittany and Sam are in the middle of a conversation about whether people should listen to music by streaming it online or not. Today, you will learn how to use words like quality, a hit, and more. So friends, what are we waiting for? Open up your magazine and let's get started. Come on.
To stream or not to stream?
What's wrong with that? Playlists are people's favorite songs.
Most songs on an album are quality even if they're not hits. They improve the overall flavor of an album.
But musicians shouldn't force people to buy an entire album when they only like one or two songs on it.
I hope they at least buy those songs. Don't you worry about the livelihood of the artists?
What do you mean?
Some musicians won't put their songs on Spotify. They want to encourage artists to value their art by making sure people pay for it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 flavor 这个名词。flavor 我们学过是指食物的口味，但是在这里是指特点或风格。例如 ,the vintage furniture and the old wood floor gave the restaurant a rustic flavor. 复古的家具跟旧木头的地板让这家餐厅有一种粗犷的风味。或者是 ,these black and white photos really capture the flavor of Paris.这些黑白照片真的捕捉住巴黎的风情。Flavor 也可以当动词，意思是增添风味。例如 ,the director used high contrast colors to flavor the movie. 这位导演用高对比的色彩来为影片增加特色。接着我们看 livelihood 这个名词。livelihood 是指生活、生计或谋生之道。例如 big convenience store chains are threatening the livelihood of small independent grocery stores. 大型超商连锁店正威胁着自营的小杂货店的生存。或者是 the whole family's livelihood depends on the father's income. 这整个家庭的生计都完全依赖爸爸的收入。或者是 the people in this town rely on this factory to supply jobs to maintain their livelihood.这个城镇的人民依赖这家工厂提供工作，让他们可以维生。
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, so this lesson begins with Brittany's line. She says, "What's wrong with that? Playlists are people's favorite songs." So, of course, to review from last time, Sam was complaining that playlists, well, people just pick and choose what songs they want on the playlist, and so you're...ignoring or not even listening to some other great songs.
That's right. And Sam says, most songs on an album are quality, even if they're not hits. So there's a few things that we need to talk about in this sentence, right?
The first one is that word quality. Okay, if you hear someone says something is quality, or these things are quality, that means they are really good.
Right. And of course, you can use this word quality to describe lots of different things. For example, you could say, Brittany is a quality friend. You really should spend a lot more time with Brittany. Wow, these pants are real quality.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like your boots, Rebecca. Those are quality boots that Rebecca is wearing.
Thank you. Straight from the night market.
Right. That's a quality night market.
Oh, you bet. You bet it is.
And you could even talk about songs like that, too. Sam could say these are quality songs, even though they're not the hits. Let's take a look at the word hit. Now, this word hit, it could be a verb sometimes. For example, if someone comes over and hits Rebecca.
You just hit me.
That's not very nice.
That wasn't nice at all.
However, our lesson is not talking about hit like that, so I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was not a quality thing to do.
No,
to
it
hit
wasn't.
Me.
Yeah, that's not a very quality thing to do right now. No, a hit here in our lesson, it's talking about, it refers to popular songs.
For example, Ben's new song became a big hit. So he played the song and everybody liked it, so it became a hit.
You know what? When you mention it like that, we could also talk about people who are really popular, right? So maybe people didn't know who Ben was before, but then he came to the party. He made a lot of friends. Everybody liked him. Maybe people could say, Ben was a really big hit at your party.
Ah, that's right. So, like many other English words, the word hit has so many different meanings and so many different ways that you can use it.
But back to the meaning about music. Have you ever heard of a one-hit wonder?
One-hit wonder. Let me think.
A one-hit wonder.
Nope. I guess not.
No, it's just when a band, maybe they come up with a lot of songs, right? But then only one becomes popular. One becomes really famous, and people don't remember any other songs from that band. We could call that band a one-hit wonder. A couple of years ago, my friend took me to a concert with the band Europe. They came to Taiwan.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know who Europe is. What does Europe play?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what their hit was?
Oh, no, I don't.
The Final Countdown.
The Final Countdown.
Seriously? Yeah, that song, that was by, you've heard that song before, that tune, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's by the band Europe. And at the concert, I didn't know any of the other songs. Sorry, Europe. They were actually very talented. But some people might say they're a one-hit wonder or a couple hits.
A couple
Caroline,
hits, huh?
You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, friends, we've spent a lot of time talking about this word hit. Now you know how to use it, so use it. Well, continuing on, they improve the overall flavor of an album. But musicians, as Brittany continues, shouldn't force people to buy an entire album when they only like one or two songs on it.
Well, Sam says, I hope they at least buy those songs. Don't you worry about the livelihood of artists? Now, someone's livelihood is how they make money. Usually someone's job or career is their livelihood. But there are a lot of artists out there who are making money in different ways, right? Some people are street performers. We might call them buskers. And they make money by performing on the streets.
Right. And they expect people to give them money based upon their performance.
And that's at least part of their livelihood. Maybe
right.
they have another job, right?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, Brittany continues by saying, what do you mean? And Sam says, some musicians won't put their songs on Spotify. They want to encourage artists to value their art by making sure people pay for it. So can we say that they want to assure people are paying for it?
Right, they want to ensure, right? When you ensure something, you make sure, or you make somebody confident that something will happen, when you ensure something will happen.
For example, to ensure that we have enough food, please let us know if you will be able to come to the banquet.
Rebecca, can we be assured that there's an info cloud today?
Oh, yes, let's go there now.
Right now.
Hello, welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, what are you listening to?
Sorry, Rex. I just downloaded a new album from Future of Forestry, and I'm really excited to listen to it.
I understand being excited when your favorite artist releases a new album. No problem.
Well, It's not exactly a new album. It's a compilation of B-sides and unreleased studio tracks, but I'm really interested to hear what they put together.
B-sides? Now, that's an expression that we might have to give some background to explain. So, vinyl records have two sides, and they are labeled A-side and B-side.
Record companies would frequently have artists put their best songs or tracks on the A-side of an album. B-side songs were considered to be not as catchy or commercial.
And we still talk about music that way today, even though CDs only have one side, and many artists just release music in digital versions.
So the compilation of B-sides and unreleased tracks is very interesting to me because it's a mix of songs that aren't as popular and songs that aren't released.
Now, songs that aren't as popular don't necessarily mean not as good, just that it didn't appeal to as big of an audience.
But since I really like everything that Future of Forestry has done, exploring their less popular music is really interesting to me.
以前的黑胶唱片分 A 面和 B 面，跟所有歌曲都在单面的 CD 有所不同。通常歌手的主打歌以及最受欢迎的歌曲都放在 A 面，其他比较冷门的作品就放在 B 面。现在如果有人说 I downloaded some of that singer's B-side songs， 他是在说他从网络上下载了一些非主流的歌曲，包括从未正式出版的作品或原音重现的 demo 版本。虽然这些 B-side songs 并不是大受欢迎的歌曲，但还是有些小众的歌迷会去欣赏。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back. Okay, so who do you agree with so far, Brittany or Sam? Brittany says that musicians shouldn't force people to buy an entire album if they only like one or two songs on the album. Well, Sam is worried about the artist's livelihoods. I mean, how are they going to make money, right? That's important. And they need to make quality music. Well, let's continue with this conversation right now.
To stream or not to stream?
I do pay for Spotify.
But there are tons of people who don't. They just enjoy free music.
With all the ad interruptions, I got sick and tired of those. So I started paying.
Well, you can't force everyone to pay. And if they don't, it's bad for musicians. Also, if you stream music, you don't actually own it.
That's okay. Then my music takes less storage space on my phone compared to if I own the music.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 interruption 这个名词。INTER 这个字首是指两者之间， RUPT 这个字根是指断裂，所以 interruption 是指打断或短暂终止。例如 We need to finish our proposal tonight. Please minimize all interruptions. 我们今晚要完成这个提案，所以请尽量不要打扰。或者是 After a brief interruption to eat some snacks, Brenda went back to her studies. Brenda 短暂的吃过点心之后就回去继续念书。它的动词是 interrupt， 例如 Our meeting was interrupted by many phone calls， 我们的会因为很多通电话而被打断。最后我们看的是 storage 这个名词， STOR 这个字根有储存的意思，所以 storage 就是指储存、储藏或者是储藏处。例如 The kitchen has more storage space after being renovated， 这个厨房装修之后有了更多的储物空间。 Storage 在今天的课文中也指电脑或电话的储存空间。例如 to get more storage space, Chris deleted several apps off his mobile phone. Chris 把手机的一些应用软体删除以得到更多的储存空间。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. So we continue here with Brittany's line. She does pay for Spotify. That's good. I mean, at least she's, you know, paying to listen to some quality music.
And Sam says, but there are tons of people who don't. They just enjoy free music.
That's me.
Oh, well, that's me too, I guess. I like free music.
Yeah, who doesn't?
On YouTube?
Well, who doesn't like free things, you know? And it's not exactly free, because you're paying for the data.
Oh, right.
For your phone plan.
See, it's not exactly free.
Right, or the internet at home, the Wi-Fi. But yeah, it kind of feels like it is free when you're listening to stuff like YouTube or watching YouTube videos or, like Rebecca, streaming music on her smartphone.
That's funny. Okay, Brittany responds with a question. With all the ad interruptions, I got sick and tired of those, so I started paying.
So everyone has different reasons for why they will pay for a music service like Spotify, but her reason is she was sick and tired of the ads, the commercials that would interrupt her music listening experience. Let's take a look at this phrase, to get sick and tired of something. We could say, I got sick of something. We could simply say, I got tired of something. In Chinese, you might say, 我受不了, or 腻了.
And of course, if you're sick and tired of something, you are just tired of it. You don't want to have anything to do with it for a long time, right?
Yeah.
For example, James ate hot dogs every day for an entire month that he was so sick and tired of them at the end of the month.
Rebecca, is there a food that no matter how much you ate it, you would never get sick and tired of it? Every day, if you had to eat it every day or every week.
Lentils.
Lentils? The little beans?
Yeah, these are small little beans. I love lentils.
Oh, lentils.
I could eat lentils every single day.
And not get sick and tired of them.
Yeah, not get sick and tired of them.
Good. I can't really think of anything I wouldn't get sick and tired of. Well, friends, think of something in your life that, well, maybe you need a change. Maybe you're tired of something and you need to change or adjust it somehow.
Well, Sam responds to Brittany by saying, well, you can't force everyone to pay. And if they don't, it's bad for musicians.
Can we say that it's detrimental?
Ooh, that it's detrimental.
That's a big word.
Yeah, it's a very big word.
Yeah, but we love that word, friends.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So we wanted to talk about this word, detrimental.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so if something is detrimental, it's the opposite of beneficial, okay? If something is beneficial, it benefits you, it's good for you. If it's detrimental, it is bad for you, or it has a bad effect on something.
Exactly, and I think that smoking can be very detrimental to one's health. So think twice before smoking, please.
Well, there's another word we want to mention with the topic of streaming music. You know, there are a lot of things that people do, and they think it's okay, but actually it's not right. It's not ethical. If something is ethical, that means it is morally right. It's okay to do.
And this reminds me of movies. You know, sometimes people find movies on the internet and then they download them free of charge. Is that really an ethical thing to do?
Right. That's a good question. There are a lot of things people do. How much of it is really ethical? Well, right now, we're going to do something very ethical. Let's enjoy the SC Challenge. Yes! All right, friends, for today's SC Challenge, let's welcome to the studio someone who used to teach on Let's Talk in English. Andrea, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Gabe. It is great to be here again. Hi, everyone.
And we have Joe.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here.
All right, are you guys ready for a challenge?
Yes, we are ready.
Very ready.
Yeah, that's why you're here. Okay, well, the name of the lesson is to stream or not to stream. That is the question. So we've got three questions here. Friends, let's see if you can guess these answers quickly as well. Number one, how does Sam feel the songs on an album, or how does Sam feel about the songs on an album that are not hits? The ones that aren't really popular, how does he feel about them? A, they are usually not very good. B, they improve the general feel of an album. C, they are often better than the hits. Or D, they shouldn't be on Spotify.
Oh, Andrea? I think I got it. The answer is B, they improve the general feel of the album.
Well, Andrea, you got it correctly.
Whoa.
You got it correct.
Nice.
That was very nice. Very good. All right. Let's Talk in English. Trained you well, right?
Very well.
Okay. So Andrea has 1 point. Let's go to number two now. Why did Britney start paying to use Spotify? A, to get quality music. B, to ensure artists get paid. C, to avoid ad interruptions. Or D, to support the economy. Joe?
Is it B, to ensure artists get paid?
That is a really good guess, because that is a good reason to pay for Spotify. But sorry, Joe, that's not correct.
Oh, I see. Ooh.
Yes.
Then I think the answer is C, to avoid ad interruptions.
Nobody likes those ad interruptions.
No, I don't like ads.
Yeah, well, you're correct again.
Whoa.
I am.
Yes, the answer is C, to avoid ad interruptions. Nice job. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Joe, Jayo, you got this.
Thank you.
Andrea, you might just want to give it to him. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Number three. What is one of Britney's reasons for streaming music? A, it sounds better. B, it doesn't take up much storage space. C, it helps artists get popular. Or D, it is better for the environment. So what is one of her reasons for streaming music? Yes, Joe?
Is it C? It helps artists get more popular?
Oh, man. Such a good guess. I'm going to give you another guess.
No.
You got
that?
No?
I'm not sure.
It wasn't C. One of her reasons for streaming music, the other ones are, it sounds better. B, it doesn't take up much storage space.
Oh, can I guess? I think it's B, it doesn't take up much storage space.
Well, Andrea, it looks like you are 3-for-3 today.
Champion.
Nice job. All right. So the answers all went to Andrea today. The answer was B for that one. It doesn't take up much storage space. Very great job, you guys. But Andrea is the winner.
Woohoo! Nice.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And friends, we will see you next time right here for the
SC Challenge.
All right, since our lesson was a viewpoints conversation, Rebecca, did Brittany or Sam make a point that you really like and agree with?
Let me think. Well, despite what either of them said, I think I'll probably continue streaming music on my phone.
So, Brittany.
Yes, Brittany.
So you still agree with Brittany?
I guess so.
All right. Okay. Well, what about you, friends? We do have more to learn about another topic next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.